This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There have been some rare scenes in Algeria this weekend. Massive street demonstrations involving tens of thousands of people. The central point of protest, the expected re-election bid by ailing President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. He's been in power since 1999. VOA's Lisa Bryant has a report.
The protests have been largely peaceful, but on Friday, there were reports of violence that left at least one person dead. The state-run Algerian press service reported 56 police officers and seven citizens were wounded in the capital, Algiers, and several dozen protesters were arrested. Other media described witness accounts of police hitting demonstrators with batons and lobbing tear gas at them. The anti-government protests that erupted in several cities and towns after Friday prayers are the biggest in years. Protesters oppose President Abdelaziz Bouteflika running for a fifth term in office, but there is also anger at the country's high joblessness and alleged government corruption.
That was Lisa Bryant of VOA. Deadly shelling has broken out again in disputed Kashmir a day after an Indian pilot captured by Pakistan and its side of the Kashmir line of demarcation was handed over to India. India says a mother and two children were killed by Pakistani attacks today. For its part, Pakistan says Indian military forces have killed two Pakistani soldiers. U.S.-Taliban peace talks were scheduled to resume today in Qatar after a two-day break. The immediate goal is fleshing out details of a draft agreement that both sides hope could set the stage for promoting a settlement to the conflict through an all-Afghan peace process. A senior Taliban official tells VOA the withdrawal of all U.S.-led foreign forces from Afghanistan will allow Afghans themselves to peacefully work to end years of hostilities. This is VOA News. The Islamic State's self-declared caliphate in Syria may soon be an empty phrase. Some 15,000 U.S.-backed fighters, along with coalition warplanes and artillery, are engaged in what is termed a final assault to seize a small ISIS enclave in the village of Baghouz. Combat is said to be heavy, but U.S. coalition sources are reported as saying they are confident the battle will not last much longer. Meanwhile, the United Nations says nearly 12 million people in Syria are in danger of losing their battle for survival. UNAID official Jens Lierke says 8 years of warfare have turned Syria into one of the biggest protection crises in the world.
Despite an overall reduction of violence in some areas, people continue to be exposed to brutality every day. Women, children, adolescent girls, older people, widows, and female-headed households and people with disabilities face distinct protection risks and have specific needs.
The UN says more than 80% of Syrians live below the poverty line. Canada may be getting closer to extraditing the chief financial officer of Chinese telecom giant Huawei to the United States. Meng Wanzhou, who is under house arrest, will appear in a Vancouver courtroom on March 6th to learn when she will have an extradition hearing. We get more information from AP's Rob Gillies.
The Huawei executive is out on bail in Canada and able to go anywhere in Vancouver. She actually has multi-million-dollar homes. One's under renovation and she's living in the other. She doesn't face any charges in Canada whatsoever, no. But somebody that's in Canada, the U.S. wants to extradite to the country, Canada has an obligation to arrest that person and see whether or not it's justified.
That was Rob Gillies of AP. The United States has imposed sanctions against a number of Venezuelan officials aligned with embattled President Nicolas Maduro. The new measures are part of an ongoing U.S. effort to pressure Maduro to step down. The United States and dozens of other nations have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president. The U.S. and South Korea are expected to announce they will scale back their annual large-scale joint military exercises. Unnamed U.S. defense officials are quoted as saying the announcement could come in the coming days and that the move could be designed as a good-faith gesture to keep nuclear talks with North Korea alive following the failed Hanoi summit and to address President Trump's oft-stated concerns over the cost of the exercises. There's been a political shakeup in Sudan where President Omar al-Bashir has stepped down as chairman of the ruling party. The National Congress Party made the announcement after weeks of popular protests against Bashir's rule. The party says leadership for now goes to Deputy Chairman Ahmed Haroun. Gene Randall, VOA News.